Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics, a program designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God. Pastor Brian is currently teaching through a series of topical studies, and coming up, we're learning about the importance of realizing that when Jesus speaks, it's God who's speaking. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 17 for a message called Jesus, the Voice of God, as we go back to basics.
Here in this 17th chapter, as we've just read, the account of the transfiguration. And here at the transfiguration, for just a very brief moment, the glory of Christ breaks through, and the apostles here witness this glory. Later, when Peter writes his epistle, his second epistle there, he speaks of this this event. This really was, you know, in some senses, sort of the revealing moment for the apostles where they really began to grasp who Jesus actually was. And so here in the story, you know, Peter is excited, and who wouldn't be, but, you know, comes to Jesus, "Lord, should we build three tabernacles?" And as Peter is speaking, out of turn really, but in his excitement, the voice of the Father breaks through. And the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Hear him, and that's what we want to really focus on today. Now, up until this point, God had spoken primarily through the law and the prophets. And now there's going to be this change. Now, Moses and Elijah, remember, they appear here with Jesus. So they're the representatives of the law and the prophets. So in a sense, it's kind of the whole thing is communicating the same message. Because here are Moses and Elijah. They have been the voice that the nation has listened to, the law and the prophets, but now God says, now this is my beloved Son, hear him. The writer to the Hebrews, he expressed the same thing in this way. God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. And then he says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So in a sense, the writer to the Hebrews is, you know, sort of encapsulating the message that is communicated here in this voice coming from the Father there at the transfiguration. God in time past and in various ways spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but now he's spoken to us in his Son. The message is final. The message is now complete in Christ. Do we realize when Jesus speaks, it is God who is speaking? Do we understand that? Now, I think, of course, we as Christians would generally understand that, but obviously, most people in the world don't get that today, do they? I saw this past week that a pastor was being interviewed by somebody in the media, and the topic that they wanted to address was who would Jesus vote for in the upcoming election? And I thought, well, it's obvious this person doesn't have a clue who Jesus is, because Jesus isn't voting for anybody. He doesn't vote for people. He's God. He appoints. He's in control. But that's the mentality of the world, right? They don't get this stuff. But hopefully we get it. Hopefully we get that when Jesus is speaking, it is God who is speaking. Now, there are many voices today clamoring for our attention. There are many voices claiming to have the answers to our deepest questions. There are many voices purporting to speak for God. But there's only one who speaks with the absolute authority of the Father, and that is Jesus, God's beloved Son. And so what I want to do over the next few minutes is I want to just think with you through a few things that Jesus said, and just kind of taking Matthew's gospel and going through some of the statements that Jesus made. Of course, we could go on endlessly with this, and if we included the other gospels, there are so many things that we could talk about, but just some things that as I prayed about it, these were the things that sort of stood out to me that we should consider in the context of Jesus being the voice of God. That these words that Jesus spoke are nothing less than God's word to us. They were when he spoke them, but they are God's word to us today. So we go back to the fourth chapter of Matthew's gospel. You don't need to turn there. But there in the fourth chapter, Jesus says this. And it's actually a quotation from the Old Testament, from Deuteronomy. And the context of the story is the temptation there where Satan is tempting Jesus. But Jesus said this at one point. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Man shall not live by bread alone. The tendency is to think always in terms of the material. The tendency is to think that, you know, what I need is primarily material. I need food. I need provision. I need things. I need material things. Those are the things that are going to benefit me, bless me, help me through life, help me to enjoy life or whatever the case might be. But Jesus is saying here in the broader sense, although he's speaking specifically about food, speaking specifically about bread, but in the broader sense, he's really saying that man cannot live on the material. We are a materialistic culture, not just in the sense that we want to have material possessions, but in the larger sense that we think pretty much in terms of materialism philosophically, in that we think that all of life is about what the material world has to offer. But it isn't true. What's true is that man is primarily a spirit being, that we are secondarily material, but primarily we are spiritual. And our deepest needs are going to be met spiritually. And so more even than bread, I need the Word of God. I need to commune with God. I need that more than I need to eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Not saying I don't need to do that, but I need this even more. You know, I'm always fascinated when I read this portion of Scripture back in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus. We have Moses going up onto the mount for 40 days and 40 nights. He's there in communion with God. And you know what it says about him? It says that he neither ate food nor drank water for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, that is humanly impossible. You can't do that. But Moses did it. How could he do it? He did it because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He was sustained. Of course, this was a unique situation, but he was sustained by the very presence and the words of God. But you see, for us today, every word of God is what we need to be living on primarily. In other words, this is the thing that we need to be looking for to strengthen us, to sustain us, We need to be going to God's word, just like we would go to sit down at the table for our meals to nourish and strengthen our bodies so we can do the things that we do every day. We need to be going to the word of God, because man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And so Jesus speaking, the voice of God here, this is my beloved son, hear him. What is he saying? He's saying that we are dependent on God's word. But do we realize that? We all have Bibles, I trust. I have so many Bibles, I can't even count them. And maybe you have quite a few as well. And we're above all people, probably Americans, or at least people in Western society. We have access, free access, abundant access to the Word of God. That is not true everywhere, but it is true for us. Do we take it for granted, or do we take it seriously, and are we seeking to live by every Word of God? That's what Jesus said we're to do. Not looking to the material to sustain us or to fulfill us, but looking ultimately to the spiritual, looking ultimately to God's word. Now, the next thing that I want to highlight that Jesus said is something that sort of is in addition to this, but in the sixth chapter of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Now, in the context, Jesus is talking about the tendency of man to worry. Take no thought for your life, he says. Take no anxious thought for your life. In other words, don't be worried about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. Don't be worried about the basic necessities of life, food, shelter, those kinds of things. Jesus said, because these are the things that the unbelievers are worried about and preoccupied with, and these are the things that become the priority in their life. He says, but that's not the case with you, because you have a heavenly Father. And then Jesus illustrates his point. He says, look at the birds. They do not sow. They don't go out and plant their crops. They do not harvest their crops. They do not store them up in barns. But your heavenly Father feeds them. He says, look at the flowers. They neither toil nor spin. They don't have to work at it. They're beautiful because God has made them beautiful. And if God takes care of the birds and so clothes the flowers of the field, will he not much more take care of you? Jesus said. He said, so don't be preoccupied with these things, but rather you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So this word has to do with priority. What are our priorities? Now, it's easy to get distracted from this as our priority, isn't it? Because we get under the pressure of life, and we've got all of these things that come flooding in upon us, and so we've got to give more time to this situation, and we've got to, you know, work extra hard at that. And of course, that takes away from other things that are more important. But nevertheless, we just, you know, get caught up in these things. And we've got to resist that tendency to do that. And we've got to keep reminding ourselves to go back and seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. And instead of being overwhelmed by these things, we've got to remember, wait, the Lord said he's going to take care of these things. My priority is to seek him. Because you know what happens so often is that people get overwhelmed with just the cares of this life, the daily routine, that they begin to neglect their lives spiritually. Happens all the time. And so pretty soon, I once had a priority of consistent devotional time in the Word. Man, I don't have the time for that like I used to. I used to be plugged in to a fellowship. I was there consistently. I was faithful. I was growing there with God's people. But, you know, I haven't been for quite a while because I'm just too busy. I got so many other things going. I used to be involved in serving the Lord. I was doing this and I was plugged into that. And, you know, we were reaching out and God was working. But, man, it's been a long time since I've done anything like that. What's happened? These things have come in and they have robbed us of the spiritual priority. But, you know, here's the reality. You can be out there pursuing all of these things, trying to get it together, and even in the back of your head saying, okay, you know, as soon as I get it together, then I'm gonna get back into the Word, I'm gonna get back into fellowship, I'm gonna get back into serving the Lord, but it never comes together. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is go back to this. Seek first the kingdom of God. Stop all that other stuff and say, wait a second, I gotta get back into fellowship. I got to get back into communion with the Lord. I got to get involved in serving God again. Lord, I'm trusting you to take care of these other things. And he will. How do I know he will? Because Jesus said he would. And Jesus is the voice of God. And Jesus is the one who created the birds and the flowers. And he says that those things are insignificant in comparison to us. So if he takes care of those things, we can trust him to take care of us. So you see, this is what God's saying to us. Seek first my kingdom. This is that voice of the Lord to us today. But then another passage that is so encouraging, we find a little further in Matthew's gospel in the 11th chapter, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. One of my favorite passages, and no doubt for many of you it would be the same, where Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. What an amazing thing. Life can be full of burdens, can't it? And we can at times find ourselves so weary and so weighed down with the things of life, the burdens of life. What do we do when we're like that? Now, there are all kinds of voices out there that would say, well, you know, here, try this or do that, or have you thought about this? And we can help you over here. And, you know, sometimes there can be a little bit of help here and there. But there's somebody above and beyond all of that who can help us in the ultimate sense because he's got all power. And that one, Jesus says, come to me. Come to me with your problems. I am amazed at how often it is the case that Christian people do not come to the Lord with their problems, but they go to all different kinds of places rather than coming to the Lord. And for whatever reason, sometimes we maybe think that, well, you know, God, this isn't the stuff that God helps us with. We've got to go get some help somewhere else. Well, you know, God will help you with everything. There's nothing that you could go to the Lord for and say, Lord, I'm coming to you with this. He'd say, oh, no, I don't deal. That's not my department. That's, you know, you got to take that over there. I mean, even if there's going to be some more immediate help or some human agency through which he's going to help you, God will be the one to direct you to it. So we can come to him with all of these things. And what a wonderful invitation. The Lord himself, come to me. And of course, there are certain things in life that happen at times that, you know, there's absolutely nothing that anybody can do to help us except the Lord. He's the only one. And thank God we can come to him. The rest of that passage goes on and says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I am gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And Jesus is saying, come and be joined to me. And so he gives us this invitation. He calls us. This is what he wants you to do today if you're burdened, whatever it might be. In some cases, people are burdened down by sin. Sin is weighing down upon you. It's crushing you. What do you do with that? How do you get out from under the crushing burden of sin? You have to come to Christ. There's no other way. There's no other means of relieving that burden. You have to come to Jesus because he's the only one that can forgive sin. But when you come to him under that burden of sin, he doesn't add to that with condemnation. He lifts that burden off of you with forgiveness. And whatever that burden might be rooted in, whatever the sin might be, whatever the guilt might be, there's nothing too great for Christ. There's nothing too sinful that he is not able to deal with. There's no sin that he's not able to forgive and to cleanse you of. And so when we're burdened down by sin, you know, what do? A lot of times the tendency or the idea is we need to run away from God. That's what Adam and Eve did, remember? They sinned and God came to meet them. And what did they do? They hid from him. We do that too, don't we? We hide or we run the other direction. But no, we need to come to the Lord. Come to me. Whatever the burden might be. If it's sin, come to him for forgiveness. If it's just the burdens of life, crisis, tragedy, whatever it is. You see, this is the wonderful thing. We're talking about the living God. We're talking about a person. We're talking about somebody that we can go to. We can't see him. He's invisible, but he's very real. And we can go to him and get comfort. And he can minister to us, and he can do things in our hearts to heal us and to restore joy and peace, things that we can't do for ourselves, things that other people can't do for us. But this is the voice of the Lord. What is he saying? He's saying, come to me. Bring those things to me. I was talking to a lady earlier this morning, and about 3 or 4 months ago, she came to church. She's from out of town. Her husband's a pastor, actually, and she was telling me about one of their children, their son, who had a mental breakdown in college, and things had just deteriorated so rapidly, and he was on all of these various medications, and essentially the doctors were saying, you know, there's nothing else we can do for him. They were even suggesting that they might need to institutionalize this young man, and you can imagine the burden that this was placing upon them. So anyway, we sat and talked for a bit and then we prayed. But she came this morning and she said, I want to give you a report on what's happened. And she said, we went home, we prayed more specifically, God, really give us wisdom, show us what to do. We felt like the Lord was saying, you need to get him off the medication. She said, we did that. And she said, he's doing wonderful. He's working at the church. He's serving the Lord. He's in the ministry. And God has just done an amazing restoration. You see, where do you go with a problem like that? And, of course, there are doctors and people that will try to help, but we know that there are so many things that people can't deal with. The experts can't even help you. But Jesus can. And not only can Jesus help you, he will. He's the one who bids you, come to me. I will give you rest. Cast those burdens. Remember what Peter would say, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That God says, come and cast your cares upon me.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics Radio with Pastor Brian Broderson. We'll return next time with more biblical insight from the scriptures. But if you missed any part of this study or you'd like to review it again, you can do so by going to backtobasicsradio.com, click on Resources, then Audio. There you'll find all of Pastor Brian's teachings through the Bible, and you can either podcast, stream, or download for free. If you'd like a CD, you can call us at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message by title or resource number. Today's message is called Jesus, the Voice of God, and the resource number is OBB556. If you have any questions or encouragement, or would like to support this ministry, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us directly at backtobasicsradio.com. You can also follow Pastor Brian on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in today, and we pray the Lord continues to strengthen and encourage you in your faith as we study through the Word of God together. Back to Basics Radio is an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.